Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 11, Shepherds According to God's Heart, Tuesday, Related Verses, Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 13 to 14, 12, 15, 23 to 24, verses 13 and 14. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and bring them into their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the streams, and in all the inhabited places of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and their dwelling place will be upon the mountains of the heights of Israel. There they will lie down in a good dwelling place. And on rich pasture they will feed upon the mountains of Israel. Verse 12. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day when he is among his sheep which are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. Verse 15. I myself will shepherd my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, declares the Lord Jehovah. Verse 23 and 24. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them, and he will be their shepherd. And I, Jehovah, will be their God, and my servant David will be a prince among them. I, Jehovah, have spoken. Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is like the fine oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments, like the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, he who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant, perfect you in every good work for the doing of his will, doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Suggested reading. In Ezekiel 34, verse 13b, the Lord said that he would bring his people back to their own land. They were in captivity in heathen countries, but the Lord promised to bring them back to their own country, to the good land of Canaan. Our good land is Christ. Before we were saved, or after we backslid, we were separated from Christ. But the Lord sought us out and brought us back to himself and even into himself as our good land. Today we are in Christ as the good land. The good land today is also in the church life. Thus, when we were brought back to Christ, we were also brought to the church life, where we have the riches and the enjoyment of the good land. The Lord also said that he would bring his people back to the rivers. These rivers signify the life-giving Spirit, the living water of the Spirit. From the mountains, the resurrected and ascended Christ, the living water of the Spirit flows. The Spirit of life flows forth from Christ in his resurrection and ascension. After the Lord sought us out and brought us back to himself, we not only return to Christ in the transcendent position of his ascension, but we also began to drink of the Spirit as the living water. As our shepherd Christ takes care of us, including all our problems and responsibilities, he takes care of us not only in spiritual things, but in all things related to our human needs. This means that, according to Psalm 23, he takes care of us in every aspect of our living. Since the Lord Jesus is our shepherd taking care of us, we should not worry about our problems or about our living. Instead, we need to learn to put our trust in him. At the end of the day, it is very good to pray to the Lord as our shepherd. There is no need to pray at length in a formal, religious way. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am under your care. Now I am going to sleep, and I ask you to come and take care of me. Such a simple prayer is good enough. When you wake up in the morning, you say, "Lord, I thank you that I am still under your care." There is no need to be religious, asking the Lord to protect you and do many other things for you. If you pray in a religious way, the Lord might say, "Child, I know what you need. Do not waste your time and do not burden me with this kind of prayer. Simply enjoy my care." The Lord Jesus truly is our shepherd. Wherever I have gone and wherever I have worked, I have been under his shepherding care. In his recovery, we, as his flock, are under his constant shepherding. As he cares for us, he feeds us, and we have the real experience of Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd, and we have no want. May we all learn to experience Christ as our shepherd. When the Lord Jesus comes as the shepherd, he comes also as the King. The issue of the Lord's caring for us as our shepherd is that we obey him as our King and come under his kingship. The Lord is our shepherd to be our King, and he is our King to be our shepherd. On the one hand, he shepherds us. On the other hand, he governs us. As we receive the Lord's shepherding, we understand the Lord's throne, kingdom, and authority. He is shepherding us with his care and supply, so that we may be subject to his kingship, and that he may set up his throne and his kingdom within us.